remember, it's cheaper by the pound. It's Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Everything here has been done on faith and a commitment to excellence. Commitment to each other. One, it means religion. Two, it means family. When people care about you. Not just because you win or because things go well, but they genuinely care. The other thing it means to me is a set of standards. You are special. Nobody gives you anything in this world. People can give you money, give you wealth, and give you fame. One thing nobody in this world can give you, men, is respect. Self-respect you have for yourself, the way you play the game, and the way you believe, the way you do things. This is a game of respect, respect, respect.
Rick and Bubba.
You represent everybody that came before you. And everybody that'll come after you. The spirit is something that's within you. You gotta listen to that spirit, you gotta fight for it, you gotta believe it.
The spirit, the will to win, and the will to excel, these are the things that endure. The quality of any man's life has got to be a full measure of that man's personal commitment to excellence and to victory, regardless what field he may be in. Through the winner, there is 100% elation, 100% laughter, 100% fun.
Now, Rick and Bubba.
It is 8 minutes past the hour. What up? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rick and Bubba Show's kickoff hour. Look, we're all into different things. We justify different things. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. Welcome in and thank you for tuning in to the kickoff hour. I hate when I put my headphones on and y'all continue a conversation. We are rolling for another day. We got a busy show on tap. We got a check to hand over from the Buffalo Wild Wings charity charge to the Foundry Ministries. That will happen in about 2 hours from now. Plus, we have another charity charge happening next Monday, the 14th. We'll announce what charity will benefit from that charity charge, where 10% of food sales goes to the charity that is picked each and every month, and that's at participating Buffalo Wild Wings. And so we'll announce all that coming up on the show, plus a whole lot more. You always help produce this hour. 866-WE-BE-BIG could be unscreened phone calls. Eddie Van Adler, he's got TV rolling in there in HD. I'm Speedy alongside Greg Burgess, Michael Helms. And there, the two good ones all right there. What's up, boys? How are y'all? Y'all good?
Gentlemen, good to see y'all.
Good to see you guys. I'm glad you're here today, Helmsy, because
Let's start that.
We got a Marco, and just so you know, Adler, we got a Marco Polo from Helmsy. He thought he was going down yesterday.
I said I felt feverish. It's only for like 30 minutes, and I think it had something to do with
great.
It's nothing. I didn't feel bad. I just felt feverish.
Do you remember? Was it 2 weeks ago? About a week and a half ago? I forget who it was. Might have been Rick. He announced, he goes, how many times have any of y'all felt like, hey, I've got COVID? And we all raised our hands a couple of times. Why is it every time you're not sure yourself, you go, well, I got COVID.
That's where it's at in today's world.
You know? So yesterday you went down? You just kind of
didn't go down.
Huh?
Wow.
All right. So I'm going to have to. I didn't want to go in. I'll lay it out.
Did you hit your head when you passed out?
Did you get under the covers? So, you get down to your undies?
Now, look, he's been doing that before COVID ever came to America.
That's nothing. That's called my daily. Yeah. Is what that
you
is.
You can't go with that.
I did something yesterday, exercise wise, that I haven't done in a while.
Wow.
And I think it's what spurred on the feverish feels. I do. I think that's what it was. I've stretched yourself a little bit. I extended myself a little further than I needed to. I've played tennis a good bit over the last 2 weeks, and I figured out, I'm not in tennis shape. Okay,
Who you playing? Who do you play?
I got
with
a bunch of guys I play with. We're not since going. Really? Since going with all in all and all that. Okay, and so
are they good?
That's what this around? Is trying to get. I knew what y'all were doing the whole time. But I'm out of tennis shape, and tennis requires, it's not a long distance deal, but it's burst mm-hmm. of sprints mm-hmm. throughout. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I'll get on a treadmill today as part of my halfway workout, and I'll sprint and walk, sprint and walk, sprint and walk. And I did that for 20, 25 minutes, 20 minutes of the run in part, but the other was just a lot of walking. But I'd walk for 2 minutes. Greg, you've done this. You're the king of this. You do this drill.
We used to do the magic minute thing.
Yeah. And so what I would do is I would walk. I started off this way. I walked for 3 minutes just to kind of get my legs going. And then I sprinted for 2 minutes. And then after that, I went 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, mm-hmm. so forth and so on.
Overdid
for the 20
it.
Minutes. And at no point did I feel like, gosh, I'm going to pass out. I was breathing hard, and heart rate was up, obviously. When you sprint for a minute a bunch of times, it'll come, your heart rate will get up.
Yeah,
sure. You'll sweat a lot. Mm-hmm. But at no point did I think, man, that's something wrong. Like, I shouldn't have done this. Felt good about what I did. And then I jumped on the elliptical for a little bit, kind of cooled mm-hmm. down, all that, whatever. Well, then I went home and got me a shower, and I got me something to eat, too. I always go by the sandwich shop right here and get me one of those. Of course, y'all make fun of that, too, because I'll substitute the bread for that unwich, the lettuce wrap down.
Now, do you and the people you play tennis with go eat there, too, together?
I don't know. We don't do that. We don't
What about the
together.
Unwich?
And so I grabbed one of those, went home, got a shower, ate that.
I think it was the unwich that did it.
And I think I flipped the TV on. I thought, you know what? It's nap time. I'm gonna go ahead and get the nap out of the way.
All this sounds like a 10-year-old.
I know. Who's, and so I did.
Who says it's nap time?
So
That's what I just said. A 10-year-old.
I mean,
a 10-year-old didn't get that.
No, absolutely
Ellis,
not.
He will.
80-year-old. How about an 80-year-old?
So I laid down for 30, 45 minutes. And I woke up and I just didn't feel like myself. I just felt something felt weird.
You said fever.
I didn't feel it at that point in time.
Sprinting got him.
So I got up and I went in and tennis was on. So I was watching the U.S. Open.
Was you imagining you out there?
And I was sitting there on the couch.
Good thing I'm not in this because I don't feel good right now.
I was sitting on the couch and I was kind of in a fog. You know, you wake up from a nap.
Well, it was a 2-1, 2-1.
And I started feeling feverish and I thought, what's going on here? You're not. This is not like your
four or five times a day.
And so, after about 30 minutes, it went away. But it was weird because of what you said. Because of this state of mind everybody's in, mm-hmm. you automatically go to that.
Yep.
You do. Hey, I've got COVID. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, well, there's a good chance you do.
It may be that I just got on a treadmill and ran, and I hadn't done that in a very long time.
You overdid it.
So. But I did. There was a moment yesterday, 30 minutes, where I felt feverish.
By the way,
and
my
I shared this with you guys on Marco Polo, and that's what started
minutes.
All this.
Yeah. And it was fine.
And by
it
the
was.
Way, my dad said, who's 80? He said, this 80-year-old didn't take a nap. So I can't use that either. You
See?
Know, so, no. I don't know.
No, it just helps.
Hey,
he
look,
takes naps.
Yeah.
Look.
And then somebody said, should you stick to bocce? I'm getting that, too.
I hadn't played bocce in a while.
Yeah, get the botch game.
But hey,
I've enjoyed
this?
Getting back into tennis.
But when you change it and you overdo it a little bit, you do kind of feel a little bit zapped. I thought that's probably what it was.
And I've noticed something, too, and it does help, and you're right, but it's funny. Speedy will go to drink water in a minute. Have you noticed this? There's been two different things.
That feeling was probably a little dehydration.
It probably was, and you're right, but it's funny because he'll always give me, hey, you need to drink some water.
You're dehydrated.
And once you get up from your nap.
He thinks dehydration is the key to everything.
After Amanda burps you after your nap, get some water.
After you get up and wash your face. Take your sip of cup.
Well, look, that's part of Marco Polo. It's just honesty is what it is. And you for a second were honest, and after that Marco Polo, you probably went, why did I tell him that?
Well, I knew
it's out there.
I knew it would bring on this, which is fine. And
I'm glad you got that nap. you and Alice.
That really bothers you. That really bothers you, Greg. I'm
look,
sorry.
I got a great routine, and I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm glad your routine calls for a nap.
30, you know? 45 minutes.
Because there'll be a time when your kids get a little bit older where the naps are gone. It's just the day is too busy. Right now, they're at a good age, though.
Well, and the school things mess me up to where I can't take one every day. Like today, nap's out.
Oh, no.
Because they'll
be
at home.
What do you do on that day?
I don't take one.
You just fight through it?
Yeah, I have to.
But today is a headache day. Or do you still have headaches today?
The headache's fine.
You remember he said on Wednesdays he gets headaches.
That seemed to fade a little.
Yeah. It's only on occasion. But like today, you know, the kids, and I don't know why our school system has not announced what everybody else has done, and maybe they're going to, or maybe they're not, I don't know, but we're still doing the whole two on, three off,
two top, dibble top.
Yep. And it seems like most people in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be moving to full-time 5 days a week if you want to.
On the 14th, Reese is going in class the whole time.
Ours have not made that announcement. So today they'll be at home, and so there's no hate.
Well, maybe you can sneak off a little bit, huh? Act like you're watching something.
No nap. That's why I did it yesterday. I knew I wouldn't get one today. I'm a planner. I plan out everything, including naps.
My naps just happen.
Yeah.
I'll wake up and go, what happened?
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
You're listening to The Rick and Bubba Show, the two sexiest fat men alive.
22 minutes past the hour. Thank you so much for tuning into The Rick and Bubba Show. Our number 866, We Be Big. We have got a lot planned today, and we thank you for being a part of it. Kickoff hour rolls until the top of the hour, and then Rick and Bubba join us for the main show, and we appreciate you joining us. Eddie Van Adler, he's got TV handled. I am Speedy alongside Greg Burgess and Michael Helms. So yesterday we were talking a little bit about yesterday that Helmsy felt unsure of himself, and so we all quickly went to COVID. But he's fine. He's here. No other symptoms. They subsided, I'm assuming, and you're good to go.
Oh, I'm fine.
You're good to go. But for a while there.
It was a 30-minute deal where I didn't feel like myself. I felt feverish, and it was probably due to what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though it's halfway, it was, you know, something more than I normally do at the gym.
Exactly. I understand it. I think it was Saturday. I was telling Terry, I was like, you know, I just can't get it going. I don't know what it is. I can't get it going. And of course, she looks, you know, every time anybody has a sniffle or any kind of cough,
what are you doing?
You know, I had a tickle in my throat. I'm fine, you know.
But I know.
Everybody goes straight to COVID. Straight to COVID. It's out there. I can tell you that. 866, We Be Big, our number. There is a lot out there. Don't forget today, issue another check in the Buffalo Wild Wings Rick and Bubba charity charge to the Foundry Ministries. That's last month's charity, and so they'll be awarded their check today, and we'll talk to Micah with the Foundry and Tim Spencer with Buffalo Wild Wings, and then we'll announce Monday's charity charge coming up with Buffalo Wild Wings at participating locations where 10% of food sales go to the charity of the month. So there's other stuff out there. Yesterday, we saw a side of Greg that I thought was kind of cool, and that's sure. Papa Greg, Granddaddy, and he was hanging out with Baby Ellis, and Greg, I was first of all, you normally, for some reason, you won't let us into your world when it comes to family time. You just like there's a wall. I think we were on this side of the wall because of where Taylor and them live.
Yeah.
So you kind of let us in a little bit. And I'm going to say I loved you spending time with Baby Ellis yesterday.
Yeah.
And you gave us a ton, too.
But I was trying. We were Marco Polo, and I was wanting to get him on there. But, of course, they're doing all their tricks. And then when you start filming, they just shut down.
Now, when you say tricks, you almost sound like you're talking about a dog.
Well, yeah, when they're at that age, they kind of are. You train them to do things. Yeah. But, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna say hey, and I'm going to clap. I'm going to, you know, just little simple stuff.
When I call, I will be honest, when I called for you to, I don't know, when I called for you to give us Marco Polo, I wasn't expecting you to give us as many videos as you gave us.
Well, you know how it
is. We were thankful.
When you start, like, taking pictures of the little ones, it just snowballs.
What I love about Marco Polo, too, is you can't edit it out. We're getting what you're doing? Constantly seeing. I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
You really threw him for a loop.
He ran. I thought he had a bathroom attack.
No.
He's known for that.
Wanted to get my adapter here.
Oh, yeah. So you could play it.
Yeah, because that's how they get you with these new iPhones. You got to have an adapter for everything.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, that'll be another 20.
Yeah, they'll adapt you right on in there.
Sure, they will. But yeah, yesterday I just sit back and.
I really enjoyed some
time.
I'm
going to get some better footage next time.
Yeah. And some baby talk, you know. It all started
such
with,
a fun age.
It all started with you surprising us and baby Ellis up under the up under the bar stools there in the kitchen. Listen to the background. Listen to the what's going on in the background.
Oh yeah, you gotta have.
I think he's wanting to get that purse. Ellis, what are you doing? Say hey.
You hear the music?
Yeah.
Say hey.
He loves that.
This is grandparent world right here.
Yeah. Well, look at that.
Hey, buddy.
Look at that.
There he is.
Yeah, you leave that in the background, Nelson, they'll just dance a minute, you know.
Exactly.
They'll go play, and they'll come back and dance a minute.
Yeah, sure. And then you get, you're really trying to get him to do something. You really are.
Oh, you're getting rough. Yeah. Hey, how are you? Whoops.
Yep, there you go. Every time I try to set something.
I don't think you cussed in this.
Here
no, I don't think you
here
did.
Here we go. Here we go.
Neither did Ellis.
Well, Ellis was around. So.
Look at problem.
He's getting in his.
God, this yeah, means Greg. I think Greg's heart is growing. Yeah. It's official.
Throw
it.
Oh, yeah. He likes that big ball.
That's when you ended up like playing stuff, and then finally you got him sitting down with you.
There you are.
Look, yeah.
I was trying to see
you. You're not gonna smile. No. Yay, now he's waving. Now
I'm trying to watch that TV.
Look at that! Look at that happy face that hey. Papa has right there.
Yeah, hello. Ow.
So this is what we got.
It's like Hams. He was ready for a nap.
Yeah. This is what we got on. Right. We got this on Marco Polo yesterday, which means you you're coming around a little bit.
Well, y'all requested.
What did your wife Lisa? What did she know you were doing all this?
She just said, "Don't put her on it."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know how
yeah,
they do.
Yeah. And I love when he'll go and just sit down.
I get
in the corner.
Trouble for that.
He'll just go sit in a corner too.
What do you think? You gonna run?
Yeah, he likes to run down.
He wouldn't do.
Oh,
he wouldn't do what you say.
No.
And I said he gets it honest because you don't do what we say.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
You are a lot alike.
Yeah.
And you said a little bit, you said, oh, you're being rough, and you can be rough too.
Yeah.
So
show us how you draw. Every time I turn this on, he quits doing his tricks. Here.
Doing
Ellis.
His tricks.
So he's supposed to be drawing on the concrete.
Okay.
Now he's going to throw it. See?
Let's just throw it. That's what I do.
That's what I do. It's so good.
But it was good. Thank you for letting us get into your work because you normally keep that from us.
Yeah, I do.
But I appreciate it. And I need more of that. I need more baby Ellis time, if that's okay.
Once you get started with the kid, you overdo it. Mm-hmm. And you do too much. You know, everybody gets like, okay, Greg,
look,
we got it.
Greg, mm-hmm. you'll never have to apologize to us for giving us Ellis videos.
Yeah.
Not one time.
Right, but I think your heart, you made your heart happy yesterday.
Yeah, but
you
I got to get some better footage, though.
You do.
I got to be able to sneak
You do, but it is the, you know, everybody talks about, well, I can't ever get him to do what I want him to do when I need him. It was funny, because every time you would turn it on, as you said in that, baby Ellis would shut down.
Yeah, I'm drawing
I'm
concrete.
Not, doing, not listening to you. Sorry.
Nope.
I'm out.
Doing my own thing. I'm going to throw the chalk.
Yep.
But we had fun.
That is proof. I just wanted to bring you into our world, and that is proof that that Greg's coming around.
He is.
He's just a sweetheart now. Look
It'll
at
change
him.
It. I got another one coming, too, so you ready for that.
Oh, boy. I don't know if your heart can handle all that.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Five minutes till top of the hour. It's the kickoff hour. Rick and Bubba Show. We are live. Rick and Bubba join us in 30 minutes from now. This portion of the show brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. You know, Relief Factor is 100% natural, research-based formula that is was created to combat the root causes of inflammation, the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches, pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, everyday living. You know, maybe, Helmsy, this would help you after your days of exercise where you're trying to do better. Pop some Relief Factor. Maybe you won't feel the way you feel. Anyway, we've been talking about this product for years and how it's helped us. Check it out at ReliefFactor.com, and when you do, it's easy. Just order that three-week trial pack for just $19.95. You don't want to pop those popular over-the-counter painkillers every day over and over because it could be harming your body. Instead, get Relief Factor. Relief Factor, 3 week supply, just $19.95. That's what you're looking for at relieffactor.com. A quick start pack, the 3 week supply, just $19.95. Or you can always go to rickandbubba.com and look under the sponsors button. All right, as we roll on back, I know this is a sad day for you, Helmsy, especially Greg, but you as well, with the news that's hit overnight. And I know it's going to really upset Greg. I don't know if you would ever have this on in the background when baby Ellis, you're hanging out with him or whatever.
No.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians have said it's over.
They're done.
It's over. They
now,
end.
We were talking about that. Did you tell me they've been on there 20 years?
Well, it's 20 seasons. Now, yeah, I don't. They might have multiple seasons.
That's what.
Yeah,
that's
they will end in 2021. And to your point, Greg, it says that it has aired on E since its inception in 2007 for 20 seasons and hundreds of episodes.
Wow.
The executive producer, by the way, Ryan Seacrest, and his production company, they have produced Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And they have announced it. I think Kim announced it yesterday that the family got together and they said, hey, it's time to move on.
Calling
and
it quits.
But Keeping Up with the Kardashians, over. And I know that was part of your daily
never watched
daily
one
routine.
Single episode of that.
Hey, every now and then, if you're just flipping channels, you're going to come across it. And it's just a train wreck. But I don't stay with it. But, you know, you might see a thing or two of some kind of drama going on,
sure,
which is funny. The world they live in, but it is. It says it's not our final goodbye yet. We're excited to have the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians launching on September the 17th, with the final season airing in 2021. But they announced that after that it's over. And so, you okay, Greg?
I don't know how I'll get by after 20 seasons.
You know, I'll tell
I'm
you
like
this:
Hams, I've never seen. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Mm. I will tell you this, you know,
Speedy loved it.
It is unbelievable the empire they've created, though. I mean, good night.
They've built a brand, no doubt.
They're these, which is, I know it's sad, but you know, these social media influencers, I guess they get paid for their posts.
Bizarre. That's a bizarre thing.
You got that. You've got, I think they got makeup. They got clothing lines.
Yeah, all
they
of that
got
morphed
all,
into that.
Oh, man.
They took advantage of every opportunity, which is good business.
Yeah.
I give them that. But, I mean, it might have been a good show. I don't know. I never watched.
Are there any shows out there that y'all are watching that you'd go, I'll never tell the guys about this?
Mm.
You don't have to tell them what it is. I mean, I don't.
I'm just trying to think.
I don't really have one right now. I normally do. I don't have one of those.
I don't either. I need to think. I don't know.
Like in this vein,
is it every now and then I'll go by? Is it Chrisley's Knows Best or
no?
I'll
watch that. I'll tell you that straight up.
I'll every now and then I'll stop on that.
I'll get hung on a marathon.
I mean, it's just one after another. Good night. The mama is funny, but
You talk to grandma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will get
that's
stuck
a funny
on
show.
That for a
but
second.
I'm like Greg, I would have told y'all I watched that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something
like
the Kardashians that you're into
it's real
or watching
like
that you would never tell
or
us.
Or just something that doesn't did you go, I didn't know you'd watch that.
Well, I know you get over there on TLC every now and then and see all these weird things.
Oh
going
yes, 600-pound life and all that. But I wouldn't keep that secret.
Yeah. Now I can't think of anything, Helmsy. I really can't.
I
don't know of anything that, you know, every now and then Terry makes fun of me for what I watch and I make fun of her for what she watches. She claims that I watch stupid stuff. Like, what are you in here doing? Why are you watching this?
I get the same speech.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'll see her, she'll flip through every now and then and I'll see her stopping and seeing some kind of train wreck, like Housewives of whatever, name your major city.
Yeah.
Housewives of Miami or Atlanta or New York.
Now I did watch that The Little People when
okay. There it is.
I just dropped by that in a couple times. The Little Women of Atlanta, Little Women of LA.
By the way.
Hey, they get rowdy. You know what? That's a rowdy bunch.
There was Greg. I'm gonna get a call again.
Well, no, I mean, they're just rowdy. I mean, they party.
I'm a forward the straight to your cell phone. This.
I did not say one disrespectful thing. I even referred to them in the correct name.
You did.
That I've been corrected on, which I'm
I think doing. There was a little person on America's Got Talent last night.
Oh, really?
Doing all these acrobatics. I could be wrong.
Oh, wow.
And I think he had a regular size wife and a regular size. Am I saying that right, by the way? When I say regular
little
size.
Little Women of Atlanta, yeah.
I don't know. Little person.
What, he's doing flips and stuff?
Oh, he's acrobatics were unbelievable.
Yeah, I got to see that.
And
too.
I want to say that this may be a stretch. I think he's got a regular size wife and a regular size kid.
Okay.
But that whole dynamic was right up your alley last night. I want to say it was America's Got Talent, and I want to say it was last night. That's flipping Jim. That's
no, him. That's good him. Night. I think look that's at him. That.
Yeah.
Well, he's good. Flexible.
Greg.
He's
in jeans. Oh, is that jeans?
Hey, look.
How do you do that with jeans?
Not a whole lot that guy right there can't do.
Wow. Gracious alive. That is talent.
Right up your alley, guys.
That show lasts so long. I mean, I'm talking about before they get to the winner. That thing's been on for a year, it seems like.
I was not, just so you know, because I don't really watch America's Got Talent.
It takes too long to get to
the winner. A buddy of mine had sent me a Marco Polo, and he was watching it and said, hey, take a look at this.
Uh-huh.
AGT.
Yeah. Well, back to the Kardashians, here's the quote from old Kim. Of course, she had to announce it on Instagram. It is with heavy hearts that we've made the decision as a family to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim, who's 39 now, is kind of the spokesman for the family when it comes to this announcement. So as we said, they'll be ending. They started in 2007 for 20 seasons, and it looks like the next season starts on September the 17th. And it will end early next year in 2021. So it's called the farewell season. That's going to air starting September 17th. So I know Greg is kind of trying to get through this, but we'll help you, buddy.
Well, I hope I can survive with the world without the Kardashians.
Yeah. I've just really, and I don't know what this is about me, but Larry is continuing to play more footage of America's Got Talent. I've really... And I don't know what this says about me. We sit down and watch so little TV that when we do, it's straight to whatever show we're binging or something.
Yeah.
I rarely go and just surf cable or just see what's on or search out these shows. Yeah, we'll do that, you know, to see what's on and what sports is live. But really, overall, we'll go straight to.
When's Kardashian's last episode? I'm gonna be sure and watch that.
It's just through this. It'll end early 2021, but I think it's about to start here.
Have time.
A week or so. Yeah,
okay. You're right though. The U.S. Open has thrown me for a loop this week, but I've got, you know, I just got a show and I'll watch it, and then once it's over, I find another show and I watch it. Mm-hmm. I never go and just flip channels anymore.
Yeah,
never.
If we had a reality show, would it be what Keeping Up with a Good Time Gang? We probably couldn't. Ours wouldn't survive 20 years.
You want to try?
20 seasons, not 20 years, but 20 seasons. No. I don't know. It would never really. I don't
under
think it'd
hood.
Take off.
Under the hood. Hood.
Interesting.
Under the hood.
That'd be good.
Under the hood.
Look under the hood. There was a guy that I used to work for. That was his saying. He would always, like, if we were doing some kind of evaluation, IT evaluation, well, let me take a look under the hood, see what you got going on here.
All right.
I always liked that. Mm-hmm. And I use it a ton, too.
Right.
So you'll go under the hood.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I got it.
What we'd have to decide is Adler going to be like a part of it, or is he going to be Ryan Seacrest and his company produce it?
He'd have to be
a part. I think you better ask him. He, you know, he don't like to hang around us at all.
He'd have to be a part, though.
Yeah,
Like him to be a part of it, but something tells me he doesn't want to be
a part
of it.
Maybe his company could produce it and he could star in it. What about that?
If he's game, I'd love it.
Okay.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Driving day by day, you barely have the strength to pray in the valley low. And how hard your fight has been, how deep the pain within, wounds that no one else has seen, hurts
10 minutes till top of the hour. It's the Rick and Bubba Show's kickoff hour. Rick and Bubba join us after top of the hour. We thank you for being with us. Don't forget Bible study live today at noon Central. Make plans to join. Always check social media after that as well, because we always send out a link for that if you can't join us live. Also, Buffalo Wild Wings will be with us. Tim Spencer will be awarding last month's charity charge check to the Foundry Ministries today. So Micah will be with us from the Foundry. They'll zoom in about an hour and some change, and then we'll announce Monday's charity charge, September the 14th, all that happening today. You know, I love to bring y'all different things and just get your reaction. This is not a sound effect, so don't worry about that.
I like sound
where
effects.
Where I say, hey, how about this? But, you know, every day it's national and then or international fill in the blank. And we used to bring that to y'all because it was kind of fun. And then we realized there's about 8 to 10 things every day
plus
where
it
it's national something day. And
plus
it was
stupid real
stuff.
Radio goobish.
Yeah.
And we don't do radio goobish.
Well, you know, some of it was, but some of it wasn't. Like, you know, donut day or something like that. And we would beg for donuts, you know. So there was that. But today it's National Weirdo Day. And here's what they say.
This is
my day. I'm a weirdo.
They say wonderful Weirdos Day is dedicated to all the wonderful geeks, freaks, misfits, and weirdos who think outside the box and refuse to play by the rules. It was a day created
centric.
Yeah, I know. It was whether you are self identified as a weirdo, have family or friends that proclaim themselves to be weirdos, there's plenty of things that you can do to celebrate. Here's where you're not going to be happy, Greg. How to observe National Weirdo Day. Hop and skip while walking instead
I'd like to see
walking.
You did. Please go out and do that.
Huh?
So weirdos hop and skip? Is that what we're saying?
I guess so.
Okay.
Talk to yourself loudly in public today.
Okay.
National Weirdo Day. These are some things. Do you do that?
No. I do talk to myself, not loudly in public.
Yeah, loudly in public.
I'll cuss myself in a minute.
I've gotten conversations with
create a fake language that only you and your friends understand.
Yeah,
and
weird.
Try doing that in public.
That is strange.
That's weird.
It is.
And you know what? Annoying.
Color your hair a funky color.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of those.
That's daddy issues written all over it.
Yeah.
purple, pink, green.
Yeah. Stop at some weird roadside places. Are y'all those people that when they're traveling somewhere, they make plans to stop at different places alongside
the
road?
Like Clark Griswold. No.
Yeah.
Amanda's
Sadly, I just want to get there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hold up. Because every time I stop, I'm thinking, so I could be on down the road. I don't want to stop.
The monument.
In my mind, I have two bathroom stops on a beach trip. I can see them right now. That if y'all need to use the bathroom, this is where we're stopping. We're not stopping anywhere else.
Visit a weird museum. I don't know. The last, I think, Ripley's.
Are they weird? Okay, yeah, that one in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, that's really the only weird museum I've ever been
to. Museums are those places for me that I would never go myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would never go, hey, I'm going to the museum on Saturday afternoon. Anybody want to go with me?
Yeah.
But if somebody in my family wants to go and I get pulled into it, I end up enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
When I say, Greg, you want to go to the museum? I'm like, what? But when I get in there, I'm like, that's
the same
cool,
way.
Yep.
Check that out.
Yeah.
When we hunted aliens in Roswell, when Rick and Bubba sent me and Don Juan out.
Y'all just drank.
We went to the little alien museum there in Roswell. That was a weird one.
Oh, I bet.
Sure.
The whole place is weird.
I'll tell you why. There was full of weirdos because they thought that aliens, I mean, they were talking to themselves too.
Imagine if you live there and all these weird people show up all the time.
Wear mismatching clothes or a weird costume.
Ooh, I'm zany. Yeah. I wear two different colored shoes.
I knew
look at me.
Bother.
I got another pair at home just like them.
And listen to Weird Al in his music.
Yeah, he gets on my nerves.
Does he?
Yeah, mine too.
I bet you he would. So that's how to observe National Wonderful Weirdo Day.
Okay, well, I'd like to see you participate in that. Hey, put your shirt on inside out.
Ooh.
Put your underwear on outside your pants. Do something cool like that.
I knew that would bother you.
God.
I think I have grown a little bit as it relates to letting these people kind of live, you know, kind of not understand. Live without judgment, I guess, is a better way to say it.
Okay.
I thought you just let them live.
Greg. because I used to be, you know, hey, bad about, oh, what a weirdo. And now I'm kind of like, you know, that's their world. That's kind of their thing.
I still think they're weird.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Because I think they probably look at us and go, man, they're weird.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Probably not.
The fact that he's got to schedule everything and goes over there to Planet Fitness and hits a tennis ball and takes a nap and hangs out with his kids. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's just quirky.
I don't know
what weird. You know what I love, and y'all do too, because we'll have interns come through here. I love genuine people that's just who they are.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by them.
Oh yeah.
The people that are bips to me and get on my nerves are the people that fake being.
They're
weird.
Trying too hard.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
look at me. I'm doing this.
There's nothing better than a genuine
example.
Article, and we've had them, and they
were
awesome.
We had one recently, and he went on to work at WZZK.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like he was probably a little weird, but I love being around him.
Yeah, but that was just, he wasn't faking it.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't. It goes back to Speedy's
Sorry
point.
If you're listening,
very
buddy.
Genuine.
Yeah.
No, I enjoy it. He did magic tricks. He had a couple of voices.
I'm the one, the way he dressed. Speedy makes a great point. The ones that are trying to be weird and it just don't come natural.
See, they get on my nerves.
That's fine.
I don't want to be around them.
Well, that goes back to the daddy issues. You just starve for attention. That's all it is.
If today you had to do just part, it was demanded, you had to do one of these things, which of the following would you do?
Okay, I like this.
It's demanded of
you. Would you hop and skip while walking? Just let me finish. Nah. There's one.
No, I'm out.
Talk to yourself loudly in public.
Nope.
Create a fake language that only you and your friends know and then go out in public and talk that way. Mm-mm. Wear mismatching clothes or color your hair. Which are the three?
I think I'm going to go mismatching clothes.
I'm just going to talk loud, I guess, to myself.
We already kind of have our own language that we'll say in front of people.
Now that's a little different. When they come up and they talk like
Klingon. Greg, you've got a few that we can't say that we only know.
But they talk like Klingon and all that. I don't like all that.
See, I can't color my hair because I'm bald. Mismatching the clothes, I don't want to do that. Fake language. I think I'm talking loudly.
Because I actually do that sometimes.
But I mean, we are already loud, but I guess it's like if you're in the grocery store going, I need this. You know, I don't know if I'm in a robot.
Where is your ketchup?
Now, see, that's a whole nother day.
I need banana.
That's robot day. That's
okay. Okay. I don't know why I always go to that voice.
What about a gallon of milk? Are we out of cinnamon rolls?
Have you seen that guy that comes by with the headphones on here?
Oh, that's, buddy.
That is a weirdo there with daddy issues.
That's beyond weirdo.
Absolutely.
That guy freaks me out.
Yeah, right.
That is the pure definition.
He does about four of those things you just said.
Yeah.
He talks out loud to himself. Yeah. Right. Dresses weird.
Yeah, let's stop. I shouldn't have brought that up. Well, that's on me.
Hey, every now and then he'll put a wig on. He'll come by with a long blonde wig on.
How y'all doing?
You seen that guy?
Yeah.
Where is your lettuce? Where's the bread? Wow. Don't forget the gum.
Oh, me.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Rick and Bubba join us. So we're talking about Wonderful Weirdos Day.
I haven't either.
No, I haven't either.
Speedy wished you wouldn't have brought it up.
I hate that I did.
If you've ever been around here, you know exactly who we're talking about.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Scary.
You also have to be very nice to the weirdos.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to have some empathy there.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
6 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866 We Be Big is our number. We start this hour with the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud? Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
8 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show, 866, We Be Big is our number. Thank you for being with us, and we will unpack the stories of the day. We'll take your phone calls. We'll update you on another opportunity for you to help raise money for a great organization in the Rick and Bubba Buffalo Wild Wings Charity Charge. We'll hand out a check, and then we'll tell you about another opportunity coming up this Monday, the kickoff hour. Have you been there? Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, all giving you a kickoff hour available to you Monday through Friday on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network. Most all stations carry it. It is absolutely available on the TuneIn app, our YouTube channel, our podcast archives, or however you grab your Rick and Bubba content on, you know, little offshoots of all those different platforms that are out there. We thank you for being with us. And don't forget, coming up every week, a brand new edition, a standalone podcast, 45 minutes worth of content that is unique, called Rick and Bubba University. Look for it wherever you get your podcast. We'll have another one of those out this weekend. We'll talk to an interesting woman coming up this Thursday that is becoming a Facebook phenom. We'll talk about that. And it's funny lady. So we'll talk with her, and we'll tell you more about that coming up on Thursday's program, which, by the way, on a short week, Rick, that's tomorrow. Across the way, look at there. There sits the other half of the two sexiest fat men alive, but most of you probably know him best as a silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and a master of the king's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey!
Hello, Bubba! How about you, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates, welcome.
Mama never understood what it's like for a losing man.
Okay, Greg.
When the number one son goes bad, playing cards with the devil's hand. But daddy got real sick so quick, four walls never understand.
Somebody say,
I was the one that got good when the gun took the money from the rich man's hand. Give me some water, cause I shot a man.
We're saying that a lot, aren't we? The late Eddie Money.
Yeah, I know. I know. More and more we're saying that, it seems like.
Late Tom Petty. Man, not feeling so good myself. There's a lot of late
and
out
Elvis
there.
Has left the building.
Yes, he has. Yep. Doggone it. They're canceling the Kardashians. What we do now?
I know it. What in the world? How are we going to keep up with the Kardashians?
I heard, I didn't get a chance to comment on it. It was in the kickoff hour, if you missed it. They were talking about the Kardashians will now end their run, the show. The reason why I was never able to watch the Kardashians, it never drew me in, is because, like, for instance, the song we just played, for those of you that don't watch on YouTube, okay, you heard Eddie Money's Give Me Some Water.
Yeah.
So if Eddie Money does a reality show, I know why I'm watching it, because he's famous for being Eddie Money.
Right.
The singer, the songwriter,
right.
The musician. If I'm watching a reality show about someone who was famous for being good at fill in the blank, successful is a better way to put it, then I said, oh, yeah, I'd like to see their life of this person. That's interesting to me. I could never figure out what the Kardashians were famous for other than being famous for being on social media.
Well, yeah.
Why do I care? Well, I mean, what have they ever done? Well, they're celebrities for being good at what?
Do you remember
the way,
Rick,
it started? Wasn't
they're not the original in this? You remember Paris Hilton?
Exactly. That's
and,
another example.
Nicole
yeah.
Richie. Remember yes. they started, and Paris Hilton was famous for really nothing other than being Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
But
at least Nicole Richie's daddy was famous for being good at something.
Well, I think in this case, there's two reasons to watch. I think.
Well, I know one of them, but I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
Well,
how it started. We don't want to go into that either.
You got tan legs is one, and then the other is train wreck, you know, because it's just a calamity all the time. Now, a lot of the young girls like watching it because they think it's the cutting edge of fashion and what all's going on. But
that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
That explains a lot.
It's, you know, the train wreck. I don't think I've ever seen a whole episode. I may have been flipping by and saw them arguing about something and stopped. But it's, you know, I think, you know, the world, I don't think, will end. Yeah. If we don't know what's going on with the Kardashians,
no, I just never.
But
cared.
I don't think they can stay off TV because that's what makes them what they are.
Absolutely.
And I think you'll see another version of this come up. It may be an individual show or a sister does this or whatever. But I think it's just too much infighting among them how the show's going, really.
Yeah, I just never understood the draw to it. I understand what you're saying, but those are all things I think are. I think they've led to the society we now live in.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a good thing. No, I'm not trying to say it's a good thing at all.
But you were talking about the fashion sense. I was talking to Camtastic, Brody's girlfriend, and she was talking about trying to, you know, the way that young women dress these days. And she said, you know, I just never have understood the concept of charging more money for less fabric.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is an interesting concept.
Right. Smaller it is, more expensive.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to a lot of things, how fashion rolls along.
Right.
The amount of money that they would charge, remember, used to get jeans, and then you had stonewashed jeans, which was they were half wore out when you got them.
Right.
Yeah. And now you get them with holes in them. And pay extra for that, you know.
Yeah, I have another thing I noticed.
I mean, that's such a dad thing to say, and I realize that. I hear me. Okay? But it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
I think when I heard the Kardashians are in their final season, just a little bit of hope rose up in me. it was like, well, man.
But, Rick, I'm worried they're only going to split and divide, you know, and multiply. Right.
Yeah. So. Well, I got news for you. Unless Kim Kardashian decides she doesn't want to be married to Kanye West, we will see she will continue to be in the headlines.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all know this. Kanye West is still running for president.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all know this. I heard he was on the ballot in 11 states.
Can I ask you, did you see Family Feud when they were on there?
I did not, no.
Steve Harvey is so funny to me.
Yes,
and
he is.
He's so sharp. And he has to be for his comedy that he does, but it was very eye opening when you tried to see Kim deal with things at a quick pace compared to everybody else.
Well, I go back to why they're famous.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, but
they're not famous for the same reason, say, Nikola Tesla is famous, Elon Musk,
right? Okay,
right. What they've produced, you'd have a hard time naming it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So we'll be back. Also, I saw something on the way to work today that intrigued me. I'll share with you when we come back. And do I even want to see the headlines today?
Well, we've got some good ones.
Yeah.
A lot going on in the state of Michigan you need to check out.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's go 21 minutes now past the hour. Will of Meat could happen at any time. Wednesday Bible study back today. Our new series started last Wednesday. We walk word for word through the books of 1st and 2nd Peter. We're in 1st Peter. It'll be session 2 today, our second installment of 1st Peter. Noon Central Time on the Rick and Bubba Live on the Rick and Bubba YouTube channel. It'll be archived soon after to the YouTube and podcast channel archives, and you can watch it or listen to it anytime you want to. Past studies can be found at burgessministries.com by clicking on listen. All right, so, and we'll get into some other things, but I want to ask you guys this.
Did you say the second edition of 1 Peter? I just want to be sure
that
is
correct.
That right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. R is our, as some people call it, 1 Peter. but anyway, so. but
we've heard that.
We have. Those two books, very timely for the times we're living in, especially 2 Peter, since it's Peter writing his last will and testament, talking about the end of things. But let's talk about some things that we have. Do we want to discuss what just happened in the break with Bubba?
That's fun.
It was because we study human behavior, and there's a lot of things this thing called off the spine.
Yeah.
When things become second nature to you and you don't even realize you're doing them. And this, I have these things happen to me all the time. And
that was a real genius move on my part.
Well, watching Helmsy, because Helmsy locked into you, and I didn't notice it until I was looking at Helms, and Helms, I was looking at his face, because I was talking, I was going to tell you something, you were going to tell me something, so we kind of had a little bit of vocabulary collision.
And see, when you're a Budinsky like me, it's hard for you to stop your story and put it in queue, waiting for the street to clear for you to give it.
Yes.
So I have that problem going already.
Yeah, in Rick and Bubba history, we call it, wait a minute, Bubba has something to say. but anyway, so you have started drinking, it was really quite moving as a member of Team Rick and Bubba. It was moving to watch you acknowledge to Speedy that you felt badly when Speedy had to go into quarantine. That this Spark drink he's been trying to get you to drink for as long as, long? I mean, for how many years?
Yeah, many.
20
many
years, maybe?
At least.
20 years that you finally started drinking.
It was maybe 10 or 15. He wasn't on it when we first started.
No, it was more than 10. I know it was more than 10 to 12.
The reason why I jumped to 20 is I'm realizing that we've been around longer than I think we have.
No. Right.
And I keep saying things that I think are 5 years ago, and I'll look and they're like 15 years ago.
It 24 years ago.
It has been at least 18.
I don't know. I thought I would throw the other way.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
But anyway, so somewhere between 20 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it was these Avacare products. Remember, and we talked about Speedy being, one of their rising stars.
Oh, yeah. Met with the owner of the company after his rookie season.
And then, once Speedy became independently wealthy, he didn't need to sell it anymore.
Right. He didn't need an extra $8,000.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So,
I wish I'd have gotten that.
Yeah, like Emmitt Smith was doing.
That's every pyramid thing, they promise you an extra $8,000. I don't know why that number. They've done research. That's the number that trips everybody.
Let me go over and chase a rabbit. But anyway, so if you've ever seen the episode of The Office when Michael Scott is telling everybody what he's doing is not a pyramid.
Right.
And he's got it up there on his own.
But it's a pyramid.
And all of a sudden, Jim gets up with that stone and takes a marker and goes up to the top of it, comes down, and all of a sudden it's just a pyramid. Right. He goes back, sits back down, doesn't say anything. and then Michael Scott just gets mad and says, just forget it. But anyway, so Bubba, you never could get him to drink Spark. I had a Spark run. I drank them for a while.
You did.
And then started drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And because I only started drinking coffee maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So there it is. So anyway, the face. So I stopped doing Spark because I didn't need it. Mm-hmm. And then I had, there was some little thing I had for a while that was good. I can't remember what it was, and they quit making it, probably because it was probably bad for me. So anyway, Bubba's
been,
yeah, Bubba's been drinking Spark, and it happened very recently. Mm-hmm. And you've taken to it a little bit.
Yeah, I need caffeine like everybody else.
So Spark, you put into a bottle of water or something water and you mix it
up.
So what the best way to do it, which is the way I've always done it, we all do, you put it in a half full bottle of water or so and shake it up.
Right.
And then it's perfect.
Right.
So Bubba also has a history of drinking Mellow Yellow.
Right. Which I love.
And so Helmsy looks up and I did too, and Bubba came in and he had something to say, so his mind wasn't on it.
Right.
And we
right.
look and Bubba is shaking a Mellow Yellow, which is carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to open it.
Popped
the lid, and buddy, it sprayed all over.
Yeah.
And then we had to tell you were shaking. You have no memory of that, do you?
No, I didn't realize I was shaking it. I really didn't. But apparently by the reaction, I will assume I was.
But you can see now how you would be with that Spark thing.
But I quickly got it away from anything, so only some paperwork of mine got sprayed.
Can I ask you now just kind of a journalist question?
Yes.
So what made you go back to Mellow Yellow today versus Spark?
No, I've already had a Spark. Yeah, this is now keep in mind, every day is not the same anyway.
Oh, yeah,
because there's a lot of variation. Yeah, but usually I would drink during the show 2 Mellow Yellows, 1 water. That would be a normal setup. Now, it may vary, but that would be the goal.
A normal usually. Day, yeah.
So now I'm doing, probably 2 Sparks, 1 Mellow Yellow. Mm. So,
wow. 2 Sparks.
I don't know.
Spark toward the end just to carry on the day.
And inside 4 hours?
Yeah, but that's not every day.
I don't know. You should do 2 Sparks at a Mellow Yellow in a 4-hour window.
Mm. Well, it's spread out. It's the four.
It's spread out in that 4 hour window.
I know her. I know her spread out over 4 hours.
Get here, and then the other one.
You keep saying it. Maybe I hadn't registered yet.
I just like there to be some more room there.
Right. Maybe five. Well, see, it wouldn't be a spark later in the day because I don't have it anywhere else but on my desk.
I see.
Yeah. So you kind of wanted to go on.
Well, I saw you doing it and nearly stopped you. Okay, from shaking it, and then I thought, well, maybe he knows something about this product that I don't.
You know what?
And I didn't want to interfere.
You know what I thought you might be doing? And I have to admit, I dabble in this from time to time, is taking that Mellow Yellow down about halfway, putting a spark in there.
Now, I haven't done that. I don't know if strawberry and Mellow Yellow will mix.
Oh, you won't mind it.
No, not if you need it. Well, I got to mix that
Well, better. See, I got to looking at what y'all were drinking, coffee and spark, and I was deeply underserved in my caffeine.
You were.
And soft, I needed to up my caffeine.
Plus soft drinks, the bad stuff they have versus the caffeine they give.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good, some of them especially.
Yeah. So. Well, in moderation.
We're trying to cut back a little bit. Slow it up. Just slow it up a little bit, Rick. Just tap the brake. Get off the high wire.
I just don't want you to send.
I don't want to be on a motorcycle on the high wire just walking at the high wire. With that long, bar.
What I'm saying is, though, I don't want you to take team caffeine and just send too many of them in at one time.
Right, I guess.
You know, I don't want your heart.
Well, there's different times of the year that it's, different. This right now is a tough time of year with allergies for me. I'm trying to fight through them. So.
Do you have a time of year that your allergies are okay?
Yeah, there's better times, definitely.
Yeah.
This is worse, though.
Yeah.
September, August, late August, September, early October is the worst.
Yeah.
I think around Thanksgiving, she's been pretty good.
How's that Mellow Yellow fitting you?
That's good. Everything's good. We're all good here. Other than a wet piece of paper, I'm good.
We'll be back. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Somebody say, 35 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us today, and I have news on Casper.com. If you're looking for a mattress, yours has gotten old, uncomfortable, or maybe you just hated it from the day it came in. You just want a better mattress. Well, Casper.com/Bubba just continues to get better. And one of the signs that you don't have a proper mattress. Do you keep waking up with your back hurting and you're like we talk about? I was injured sleeping. It could be the mattress. It could. Now we've got a big Labor Day sale that is continuing, and you can save 15% right now by going to Casper.com/Bubba. Use the promo code COMFORT15. Comfort and then the number 15. And as always, they offer free shipping and free returns. If it turns out you don't love it, which I think you will. These innovations they've had, they keep trying to make the latest Caspers are the best and the latest technology, the latest research, and you'll love them. So use this special promo code. Now, this is for the Labor Day sale that's still going on, COMFORT15. Make a note of that because I know a lot of you are thinking, Rick, why are you throwing around a different code? And that's a great question, but we're wanting to specify this being the Labor Day sale. 15% off, COMFORT15 at Casper.com/Bubba. That's Casper.com/Bubba. There's also a link at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors button. You're America.
These are the days of America. Walking together through the promised land.
Bubba, we continue to watch the incredible inconsistencies in the world of politics today in your America. We know that we have cities in our country that are being run by straight-up communists. Look to New York City and Comrade de Blasio. And then you roll on over to Gretchen Whitmer, Miss Excitement, Mrs. Big Government, tyrannical government herself over in Michigan. And, of course, remember, when we talk about the ruling class, what does the ruling class do? We live one way, you live another. And we have examples of this, and of course also the inconsistency she is showing dealing with the two political candidates who are running for president coming up in November. So we have both those stories. Would you like to begin, Bubba, with her
I love walls. I hate walls.
Yeah, you know, she is an outspoken critic of Trump's border wall on the southern border.
Bubba, remember, a wall is racist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, I know.
Except for the fact that it's in the Constitution, and most everywhere we know that needs security has a wall around it.
She has ordered an upgrade to the state-owned residence where the governor stays. Mm. They will get a $1.1 million security upgrade, which will include an 8-foot-high tall fence around the perimeter will be electrified.
Wait a minute.
Wait just a second.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is on the heels of many of the governors now getting part of the backlash of these protesters. Even when the governors looked like they were in their corner, the protesters and the mob has turned on them. So Gretchen is going to upgrade this. They say that there has been an explosion of threats against her, and she feels that this is necessary to protect the governorship.
Yeah, this is that. This is something that the Whitmers of the world don't think through. It's one thing to say, look, here's a protest of a group of people who love my political party and don't like the other.
Yeah.
And you go, well, they'll love me because they vote for me. I'm part of the party they like.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. But see, when you start appeasing and even promoting and throwing gasoline on the fire of Marxists.
You mean using a dog whistle, Rick?
Yeah, mm-hmm. on anarchists, I don't think they fully understand anarchy. Anarchists want to destroy any kind of law and order in any kind of government of any kind.
Yeah.
And it just be mob rule. And so that means if you're
part... They attack everybody, Rick. They have no friends.
Yeah, if you're part of the government and you're part of authority, then you're in their crosshairs as well. And I would say to Governor Whitmer, because she's been, you know, telling all of us that, you know, these are just peaceful protesters and they should be left alone even as the city burns behind them. I don't know if you saw the funny Babylon Bee thing that they have. And make a note, I've got a Babylon Bee update that we've had callers tell us about, and I researched it, and it is gold. But anyway, where they have these new things called CNN glasses. And you take your CNN glasses, and if you see like a city burning, when you put it on, you see hippies with guitars singing peace out.
So
now she's realized, wait a minute. So they may burn my place down. So all of a sudden, this woman who believes in no borders and no fences and no anything is building one around her own security.
And now, electrifying.
Is she saying that she just can't let anybody run up into her place?
I guess she is. Right?
I think she's saying that.
She's not control. She's saying she's going to control who comes in and out.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
Now, a spokesperson, Tiffany Brown, said
a minute. Huh?
She called the renovations routine maintenance and upgrades that were needed to ensure the safety, security, and protection of any sitting governor and first family.
So should there be protection of any sitting citizen in a sovereign country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think so. You'd think so.
You would.
And
under this particular scenario.
I think both make sense.
Yeah. And she is also in the news this week because Michigan is going to host two rallies, one for Trump, one for Biden. She appears to have a problem with the Trump rally, concern for the safety of citizens in the great state of Michigan. No problem with Biden's rally.
Does she think everybody's that stupid?
She said that Biden would make sure that people attending his rally wore masks because he believes in the science.
Okay.
She is not that sure about Trump.
So it's a mask issue. Biden will make his people wear a mask. Trump won't. Is that really? Does she want us to buy all that?
You know, I've heard this floated around with two or three of the talking heads lately. They said if Biden is elected president, he will attack the COVID-19 virus by following the science. And I'm like, now, exactly what do you mean by that? What science are we not following right now that you would like to see? What would that be?
Yeah, back that up. Guys, the high priest of health, Fauci, he even said the other day, and it's acted like he never said it because it didn't fit the narrative of the left. And, you know, just when they're hugging somebody, they'll say something they don't like. He said, and he used the word science.
Mm-hmm.
There is no science to support that people can't go out and vote in person. He said that.
I heard him say it.
Yeah.
I saw the clip.
Right. So, I mean,
you're right.
So, okay, we'll follow that science, I guess. You know, and all
science
this.
Science appears to be in the eye of the beholder. much yeah. like beauty now.
Yeah, and and we were talking about in this update with all this, you know, they're trying so hard to get a mail-in vote. We're finding so much fraud out there now.
Oh, Georgia's even got a big story about that today. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The Secretary of State in Georgia says over 1,000 people double voted in their primary.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
They most of the time they sent in a absentee ballot and then showed up and voted both in most of the cases.
Yeah.
They went back and looked. It did not affect any of the races, though. But it was troubling that that many people double voted. Some accidentally, maybe some on purpose. But they are going to prosecute, and they're putting warrants out for them right now.
And I pardon me for this because you may not have this information in the, that story, but I would like to note because if you remember, what was the gubernatorial candidate that claimed she was robbed? Stacey
Abrams.
Yeah. So I'd like to know because you know she said she was robbed.
Right.
Oh yeah.
These people who voted twice, did they vote for her?
I don't know, but the Secretary of State had gone back and looked at all the races. That's why it took them a little bit of time to do this and calculated that none of the double votes made any difference for us who won.
Right. So, I'd love to.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You see where I'm going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to.
In the story.
You'd like to know where the extra votes went to.
Yeah. Especially when someone's claiming that they got robbed.
Is there a pattern?
Yeah. In the story we have, it doesn't seem as though it says.
Okay. Yeah, I did not see any that much detail on it. I'm sure those questions are being asked, though, Rick, because that's a good question.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they will have to address it in the next few days.
Because it would be, and maybe I'm wrong, but it would be comical. And since you said
you would like to know, is it accidental that this happened, or is there a systematic,
right,
which I know is a big word now,
yes,
systematic cheating where most of the cheating was in one party for one candidate?
Yeah,
because
I would
because that would look like it was organized.
Right. Because Stacey, we may go back to Stacey and say, I know it was close and it's still close, but you actually had double the votes in one area that you should have had because some people who supported you voted twice for you.
Right. Yeah. Here's where y'all
– and that may not be the case.
Yeah, it says about 150,000 people who requested absentee ballots showed up to the polling places on Election Day, often because they never received the absentee ballot in the mail or decided to instead vote in person. The absentee ballots are then supposed to be canceled. Well, out of that 150,000, about 1,000 voters in 100 counties both returned the absentee ballots and voted in person.
Yeah, so 150,000 changed their mind. 1,000 went ahead and voted twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay. I don't know who – I'd like to know where those votes went. And it might have been, you know, even. I don't know. But we do know this. The story did say it didn't affect any of the outcomes, so that would make me think the double voting didn't go for the governor who won.
Okay, it says 60% of the double voters who cast ballots requested Democratic Party ballots.
That's what I thought.
The remaining 40 used Republican Party ballots.
Yeah. So maybe even now. We'll be back 15 minutes to the top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and
it's 9
Bubba.
Minutes to the top of the hour of the Rick and Bubba show. Emailer says the Stacey Abrams election was 2018. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago because it seems like she's been claiming she's the governor. Maybe it's just continued.
Yeah.
So 2018, then that wouldn't be affected with that anyway. So thank you for that update, but it was not back in June. But I thought there was a runoff or it was up for, I guess it just took that long.
They had to recount, didn't they?
Yeah, recount and all that.
Yeah, so. 2020 has thrown us all off on our time.
She protested well into 2019.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Yes, she did. And I think you're still protesting it. But anyway, to be fair, I want to be sure they said so that wouldn't have been affected by this. Let's talk a little bit about I saw something I meant on the way to work, and you know how your mind just gets to going. And I know this is pretty common, you know, because these things don't seem as popular as they once were. But you know when you know the standard reader boards that are out in front of like your civic centers and your place where it's you know back. It's kind of outdated now. They're much more mod now. But you remember the classic digital stuff that comes across, and you see this. I've been watching because I have to drive past a rec center in all this, you know, civic center kind of thing on the way to work where we live. And I've been watching, and it hit me today that the time is never right. You know, the time that they put up.
Yeah.
And it's never right. And so I started thinking to myself, and when I say it's not right, it's like an hour off. And so in my first mind, I went by this morning and I started laughing and I thought to myself, so they didn't spring forward. But then I thought, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, this is – their clock shows it an hour later than it is. So we went – we sprung forward, and we're about to fall back. They're multiples back. Because if you think about it, if they didn't spring forward, then it should be telling me it's an hour earlier than it is. But it's telling me it's an hour later than
you're
it is.
You're saying it's on Eastern time.
So yeah, so I'm like, that clock. Yeah. And then I thought to myself, you know what I mean?
Because yeah.
If you had it updated in spring and you just didn't spring forward, it should be sitting there. I'll tell you the exact time. I know a lot of you listen to the show at different times, but just for this story, I was rolling past it at 5:34 a.m. and it said 6:34 a.m. So I thought, well, gosh, I mean, that goes back. That's all the way back to if you're an hour ahead of me, that means you not only didn't spring forward, you didn't fall back. I mean, we're going. And I thought to myself, when you've got a clock out there that's so prominent,
that can we not fix that?
That is wrong. Well, that's where I'm getting to. Does somebody not know how to? I mean, I started thinking to myself, did the person, because it's an old civic center. Is the person who knew how to change the clock, did they die? Has everybody been said, do people walk around at the rec department and say, does anybody know how to change this clock out here? Because undoubtedly it's
Rick,
been,
how does that continue on?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Because I started thinking to myself, it's about to get worse because we're going to fall back, and now we're going to go back again. And it's going to be 2 hours off. I mean, if they don't adjust it this next time.
And you're
time.
Saying this has been an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I can't recall a time I went by that civic center and said, they're spot on right there. And
is that the classic, hey, it's the government thing, so nobody cares?
So then I start, because, like, for instance, I know that I have.
This is the kind of stuff bothers me, by the way. If it's close to my house, I will stop by today and figure that out.
Oh, it's real close to your house.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so, I know exactly where you're talking
about. So anyway, what I was thinking is this, though, okay, because Sherry and I, and I think it may be the case with the car she has now, too. We've had vehicles that we don't know how to, the clock's too so complicated.
Yeah.
So we'll just ride around. And just say, well, eventually that'll be the right time again, you know. And so I'm thinking, you think there's ever been somebody says anybody took a run at that clock yet? Does the person who knows how to do it, did they pass away?
Did
somebody forget to tell somebody? Now let me tell you how you claim to change this clock.
See, it's not like it's a clock inside; it's a clock for everybody.
Yeah.
So you think whoever's in charge would go, guys, we're not doing a thing today. We're not passing out paychecks. We're not going to lunch till this is fixed.
Thank you, Bubba.
Who knows how to fix this?
I'm sending them an email right now.
Yeah, well,
I need confirmation if this is actually it is, but I'm typing it up.
But it looks like the digital readout, it's not
unreal.
New. It's an old one. I mean, it goes back to when we first
had it. Well, see, technology now with anything tied to the internet, anything tied to GPS, I mean, there's all kind of things out there you can fix the time.
Right.
And a lot of the cars now, you don't even have to worry about.
No, I know. Flips on its own. Dale Jr. does that.
But this is what I want to ask the question.
I mean, the timestamp is out there for you to get.
Hey.
It's not rare technology.
That's my point. Why would any modern car? I know you can't go back to the old ones, but why would any modern car, not have the automatic change of the
And when you go into a different time zone, it changes.
Why would any manufacturer say now our clocks on our cars, even our latest
ones,
you still have to go back and change?
I know.
Yeah,
and I think most you do.
And really, honestly, if we're talking this particular city we're talking about, it's not like we're hurting for
– no.
This could be done in a matter of minutes.
Write
a check and move on if you have to.
I would go this far. I think that the city probably has enough to make even update the sign to something more modern. But you know what I'm talking about.
And that may be coming, by the way.
It's one of those things.
Because they're updating a lot of stuff in that area.
They are. I'd like to see the clock right. But I'm talking about –
they'll get to that in the end.
But what I'm saying is
– if you're going to – hey, cut it off.
Let me ask you this,
you're
Rick.
People
if I get a response today that – because I am going to move forward with this. If I get a response back today that says we're replacing all that
– I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, Ken.
Matter of fact, that's what I would prefer.
Well, do this. Throw the breaker on it till you get a new one.
Thank you. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
You're announcing to everybody, look at me.
Yeah.
I've got lights here on the hot. Look at me. Wrong time.
Wrong time.
You know what I mean? Don't give me anything if it's wrong.
How many people has it freaked out?
That's good. Go back to, you know what I'm talking about? It's one of those things, like, have you ever gone to a stadium and you can tell they were the first ones to get a big screen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, or you go to a church and you're like, well, y'all got the screens.
I'm not great.
Yeah, when they weren't all that great.
Right.
And this is that old school, You look, you all you saw were letters. You know, it was just words. There's no fancy, there's nothing spinning. You know, it's nothing 3D. It's not all. How about this? It's not all that high def. But I just thought to myself that right there, that's a big old clock to be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, bank clocks will be wrong.
Oh yeah.
In a second.
When we were growing up, everyone in town was wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody thought they were really late though.
Oh. Well, that's what I've
it's not a regular in the
area. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we got into buying at the house lately. I noticed we had some battery operated clocks that the batteries had gone bad in several.
Yeah.
And we had about 3 clocks in our house that were off, and I said to Sherry, these are easy fixes here. Because what'll happen is if you ain't got your phone with you.
Yeah.
You don't know what time.
And you look up, and you'll start going crazy, and you'll have that time wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't depend on digital readouts for my time anymore. But it's just I thought to myself,
sends a bad message.
I've got to get another.
Well, Rick,
alarm
one
clock.
One in your house is not on the street declaring, "Hey, look at me!
Right.
I've got the wrong time.
I've got announcements, and I've got the time for you."
Right.
I've got to get a new.
And
alarm
I got a
clock
temperature for you
because the alarm clock that I have one, and then my phone's my backup. But it's just one of the most cheap ones. But I don't know what's happened to it. But it keeps going off, and I don't have it set, and it goes off at 2 something in the morning, even on weekends.
Oh boy, that's popular.
And I don't even have it on, and it goes off on my time that I normally. I don't know what it is.
Well, you got to fix that.
I know it.
You can't have that
because I got confused. Thought I had to go to work.
You know what you might get? You might get Greg. You'll have a weekend big eye.
I'm telling you,
I don't want that.
Gracious.
Is there anything more frustrating than weekend big eye?
No.
When you could sleep and you can't.
You get up, I'm wide awake.
Boo. But I will tell you, Big Guy on work day is pretty rough too because you're panicking.
Oh,
you're losing minutes.
Yep.
What am I going to do? I'm awake. Midnight, I'm awake.
And now all I can think about is I'm awake, and that's keeping me even more awake.
Yeah.
Top of the hour, more Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.